Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path. Psalm 142, verse 3. How you handle a crisis can determine whether you end up feeling overwhelmed and panicky or come out stronger. Dr. Jeffrey Rossman suggests, 1. Acknowledge your feelings. David said, when my spirit was overwhelmed, you knew my path. God already knows how you feel, and stifling your emotions just saps your energy, leaves you tense, depressed, and slows the healing process. 2. Confide in someone. That doesn't mean pouring your heart out to everybody and anybody. It means opening up to those who care about you. The Bible says a friend loves at all times and is born as is a brother for adversity. A good social network helps us stay healthy in a crisis. 3. Start a journal. Writing about a traumatic event is a way of letting it out. It minimizes your chances of becoming sick or depressed. The more you write, the more your negative responses to the memory diminish. 4. Refuse to play the blame game. It's the other person's fault, or the team never gave me a chance. Blame shifting makes others responsible for your pain, and more often than not, it results in lingering grudges that prolong your misery. Let go of toxic bitterness and judgment. Stop feeling like a doormat. You can forgive while taking steps to make yourself less vulnerable next time. And 5, forgive yourself. Surprise, you're human, like everyone else. Acknowledge that you made a mistake. Ask God's forgiveness, then forgive yourself and move on. God's word says that He forgives, and He says, I will not remember your sins. So neither should you.
The word for today.
As featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.